My workmates keep trying to play it at work.
No, I feel like it suits Blue. That's a good idea.
I just can't do it. I can't listen to my own.
They can play it when you're not there.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Kia ora, everyone. You're listening to 95BFM Drive with Soph and Al, and we're joined by a very special guest. Kia ora, Christian. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. And I know both of you are good because we've been talking for a little minute. Yeah.
This is true.
No, we've been sat in silence, saying nothing.
Talking about big plans for
big plans in the works. Very excited about that. But we're more excited about basically your debut album, which feels quite surreal.
Mm.
How are you feeling after the release last Friday?
I'm feeling really good. The response has been really nice, and I've gotten lots of really nice messages from people. And it is kind of crazy that I don't think I've ever put out a full-length record of my own music. It's taken a long time.
Yeah, because I feel when I looked at it, release, I was like, oh wait, I feel like in the back of my mind, I was like, they already have an album out. I've seen them live so many times.
Yeah,
but no.
Nah, we have maybe an album's worth of stuff, but it's all been sort of scattered. But this feels like a little package.
Totally. Yeah, and I guess speaking on your previous work, I feel like it builds quite naturally and progresses quite nicely. How did the writing of this compare to the writing of your EPs? What did the beginning of that process look like?
I think when I first started writing music for this project, it was very much just me at home and not really thinking about how a band would even play it, and then slowly started doing some shows and lots of people coming and going in the lineup. And but this album was the lineup was really strong the whole time. I've had the same members I sort of wrote the songs with were in the recording. It all just kind of came together really cohesively.
Totally. And I feel like you've played across other bands and projects as well. We were kind of thinking of Intern specifically.
Yeah.
How does your work across other musical outputs kind of impact your approach to Awning as a project?
I think playing in bands where it's really, really collaborative, songwriting wise, I think that teaches you how to be, to not just think about what you're doing. Especially when you're writing a song, you're sort of thinking about how everyone else is working, and you sort of approach songwriting more in a more holistic way or something. I don't know. Makes you maybe a little bit more considered. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, totally.
And I feel like if you want to talk through the sonic sound, the sonic sound,
the sonic, the sonic sound,
Ray. of the album, you kind of have this crazy ability to go from really big, heavy kind of guitar and then quieten it down quite a lot. I think you can hear that a lot in Moth and Fly, which we'll play a little later. My favorite track of the album. What kind of motivates that kind of structure in your songwriting, which feels very intuitive and free?
I'm not sure. I think songwriting is really intuitive, especially lyric writing as well. And in the same breath, that's just how the songs come out. And some are really quiet and some are really loud, and it's just sort of depending on how I'm feeling and what's going on in my life. They're really sort of just holding a mirror up for a second, and then you just let the song live on in its own mood. You try to retain the original feeling and sonic sounds.
The sonic sounds
that you come up with. I don't know, yeah.
Oh, I'll never live that one down. And I guess speaking on less of the sonic sounds and more on the themes of your album, you kind of, I think historically as well as on this one, you love an animal, moths, well, that's insects, moths and flies, dogs, rabbits.
Yeah.
What is it about that kind of imagery that inspires your music?
I think it's just something to hide behind, really. Like
when you hold up the mirror and you see a dog or a rabbit.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. I don't know. I think it's just, I think you have a lot of, you know, you can control with lyrics how much you let people in. And I think animals are a good way to like sort of sneak around in the shadows, you know, put yourself in an animal's shoes or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's just a lyrical tool. I'm just a bit, sometimes I want to be really honest and sometimes I want to
be a
rabbit or a dog or something.
Yeah. No, that's great. We love a dog song, famously.
Famously.
And I guess just on the recording of the album, I feel like your voice is very raw and like ever present throughout the album, if that makes sense. Was the kind of like, I guess, more lo-fi kind of recording, if you want to call it that, take us through like the recording process and kind of what character you wanted to end up on the final product.
Well, with vocals, I think like every song was a little bit different, but like I think the main thing with the vocals is that me and like D, my friend who produced it, we wanted to, like you said, like a lot of the lyrics are quite like intimate or like intuitive and quite intense feeling, and we wanted like the way we recorded the vocals to sort of like reflect those characteristics. So we used a lot of like old microphones and like a lot of like singing really close to the microphone on the ground or like in a ball. Like I did a lot of the singing on my stomach or on my back, like I was like lying in bed or something, because that's how I do it at home. When I like record, I'll like put my, it's interesting what your voice does when you chuck yourself in a random position.
Well, yeah.
Well, it changes the character of your voice, and it like, people don't know that, but yeah, it's a little trick.
No, totally. I feel like both of us have had singing backgrounds, and so like, I feel like we're both quite like classic. Well, Elle's very classically trained. I'm less so, but I have a little bit of that background, and like even just like knowing the impact of like standing upright and like having the right posture and all these things, it's like it's interesting to kind of see how that translates if you experiment even more with that.
I think,
like you did.
I think like when I'm singing live, I really don't, there's nothing like, it's, I'm not present really.
Right.
So I really wanted to take the opportunity singing in the studio to like really think about what my voice was doing and how I could like sort of utilize all of its different characteristics.
Totally. Something I also really wanted to ask you about, I also host the Arts and Culture show here, so I wanted to kind of talk about your connection and relationship with art and music as well, because I think it's really interesting seeing how that kind of interrelates through different creative outputs. And I feel like with your music and your art, there's also like an element of playfulness in both that, I don't know, maybe I'm connecting something that isn't there, do you feel like there's something to be said about your relationship with other creative outputs such as art on your musical output? Is there kind of like a Venn diagram there?
I think, yeah, I try to like, I don't know why, but I have this natural urge to like kind of keep them separate. Or like people's perception of them like separate, but there's definitely a lot of crossover there in terms of like thematically or like sort of just like the nature of the work that just comes out of me intuitively is like quite, I don't know, scruffy or like wonky and like, but I like all of those characteristics. I think there's like, it's all the same work really. But I feel like sometimes if you mix them up too much, they can sort of, instead of lifting each other up, they can sort of muddy each other. I'm not sure that's a bit, I don't know if that's a bit random.
No, but it makes sense.
I think, yeah, I've thought about that a lot, and it's a weird one, but it's all my, like, inner sort of world, so it makes sense that people can see a connection.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I feel like, the experience, I guess, of listening to the albums over, like, just from... Oh, let me start again. The first time I ever heard of you guys was actually at Junkfest last year, and I remember going into the wine cellar and being like, having no idea what to expect, and coming out kind of being really astonished. And I think a lot of friends of mine have, whose first interaction with your music has been seeing them live. Mm. Them, you. and I was just wondering, like, what does it take from going from, like, the album, which is a really kind of intimate experience, to the live show? Like, what kind of goes into that? Because famously, you're performing this Friday.
Yeah.
At Whammy. Very excited.
That translation of the songs, yeah. Or like, how does it feel to put the songs like that?
You know what, both.
Yeah, I think it can be really easy and what I want in that moment, and then sometimes it can be really difficult because the songs are like quite personal, and sometimes when you're not in the mood, it can be kind of strange, but it always ends up feeling cathartic and good. But it is a strange thing to do, to like kind of go do something and like sing about things that are really personal or really that you don't really tell anyone about, and then just like go sing about them in front of people. It's kind of a weird thing. That's why I feel like I just sort of black out. That's normally what happens. And then at the end, I'm just, and then it's over, and I feel really good.
Nice. I get that.
I don't know,
yeah.
If that's,
no, like, yeah.
I don't know if that's a good answer. It just sort of, you just sort of dive into something, and then you come out the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh, well, it's been so great chatting. Thank you so much for coming up into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. If you want to check Christian play live, the album that we've been playing behind this chat, he's going to be playing live at Whammy Bar tomorrow night.
Oh no, Friday.
No, Friday. Oh my god.
Friday night.
My days are all mixed up, honestly. No, I can't.
Yeah,
it's all okay. Good.
Friday night. Friday don't listen night. To me.
Whammy Bar.
Whammy
be there,
bar.
Be square.
Be there, be square. Don't listen to me, but definitely listen to this track because it's great. And this is, as Elle said, our favorite track of the album. This
our,
is
our the collective favorite track.
The collective favorite track. We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
This is Moth and Fly by Awning. Thank you so much, Christian, for coming up.
Thank you.
It's been awesome. Delightful.
Delightful.
Let's start again. Tighten up.